State of the Union address, and I want to get your comments. But my friend Dr. John Lott joins us now, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. By the way, I serve on the board of that center, and the author most recently of The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against the Gun Control Lies. John, it's good to have you back on. How are you?
Doing great, Lars. Good to talk to you.
So last night, the president talked about illegal aliens being involved in crime. And since then, in the last, you know, but not quite 24 hours, I've heard a lot of discussions of this and people trying to debunk the idea that illegal aliens are disproportionately involved in crime. But you actually crunch the numbers on this and you can tell us what how it adds up.
Right. Well, I mean, there have been a lot of studies that have been done on immigration and crime. The problem is those existing studies are basically one of two types. Either most of them just lump together both illegal and legal aliens. The research I've just done indicates that there's huge differences between the two. While illegal aliens are committing crimes, for the data that I have in Arizona, at a much higher rate than U.S. citizens, legal aliens, the type of people who go through the process to follow the law to enter the United States and to stay here, they tend to actually be relatively law-abiding compared to U.S. citizens. And mixing the two together, you really miss that. The other types of studies that have been done have looked at survey data, where they go and ask people, are you an illegal alien? What type of criminal history do you have? And there are real reasons to be skeptical of that data because, you know, if you're here illegally and let's say you've been deported in the past because of being convicted of crimes,
yeah,
you may not be willing to go and tell a stranger that you're, you know, have two reasons for them to deport you. And so what I've done is I was able to get a hold of some very unique data from Arizona. I have information on everybody who entered the state prison system there from January 1985 through June 2017. There are about 464,000 people who entered the prison system during that period of time. And what you find is that illegal aliens are about 2.4 times more likely to have been convicted of crimes than U.S. citizens. And they're much more likely to be convicted of serious crimes. So, for example, murder. They're almost three times more likely to be convicted of murder than U.S. citizens. They're about three times more likely to be convicted of child molestation or sexual assault. About four times more likely to be convicted of drive-by shootings or extortion. Five times more likely to be convicted of kidnapping.
And, John, one of the things we should point out to people, I know that you have, you know, it's implicit in your comments, but I know people who've been green card aliens here in the country. And when you're in that system and you have a green card, all of them realize, because they've been told, if you commit a serious crime, you're going to come to the attention of the authorities. They're going to realize very quickly that you're here on a green card. And if it's a very minor crime, you may get away with it. But if it's a larger crime, a more serious crime, you're likely to lose your green card and be told to leave the country. And so, you know, mixing those two data sets together, and John, I've seen people using the same argument. In fact, there's a guy I debate regularly on television, and he'll routinely say, well, immigrants are more law-abiding than citizens. And I say, well, yeah, they are, because by saying immigrant, you're mixing both legal and illegal together. And the legal resident alien is hyper law abiding because they realize if I break a serious law, I get kicked out of the country. Whereas the illegal alien is considerably less law abiding than the legal alien or the citizen because he realizes they don't even know my real name. They don't know my social security number. I may be relatively invisible. If they pick me up for a crime, I can probably just leave town and go somewhere else and change my name and my identifying data or even go back to Mexico, and they can get away with it entirely. So mixing those two groups together, I think, is kind of crazy.
Right. Well, I mean, I think people probably have some idea what's happening when they mix the two groups together. And surely one just had to listen to the commentary after the president's speech last night to hear similar types of statements. You know, whether it's the illegal immigrants have low crime rates because simply the type of person who has the patience to go and wait to properly go through channels to come to the United States,
yeah,
or whether it's the fact that they can lose their green cards, as you say. I haven't really been able to break that down. I suspect both things matter in terms of, but I have no evidence on that. But what's clear is that the types of people who come here illegally are much more dangerous. And I'm not saying everybody is, but it's like that. I can just say at much, much higher rates than U.S. citizens, and surely much, much higher rates than legal immigrants.
And yet, a lot of that doesn't seem to have penetrated the news media's coverage of this subject, which is, I mean, right now we're seeing this decision come very close to, you know, there's going to be a decision of some kind made. Either the Democrats are going to agree to come to the table and bargain with President Trump, but they haven't had an American president who's offered them this kind of deal, full-on amnesty for 1.8 million since Ronald Reagan 30 years ago.
Right. Well, it may actually be significantly more than 1.8 million because they would be allowed to bring members of their nuclear family here. So if you have, it could be much larger than that. But,
see,
you know, it's going to be at least 1.8 million.
I only use that as a benchmark, John, because I have a feeling that the reason the Democrats are rejecting this deal, even though it is the best deal they've ever seen on this issue, especially recently,
right,
is they know that once you set it up, if you say, fine, there are only 800,000 of these so-called dreamers that have even bothered to set up to, sign up for Obama's plan. So once people start coming in and you find out, well, this guy has a criminal record, therefore he's disqualified and he's about to get kicked out of the country, I have a feeling a substantial number of that 3.6 million that's the estimate of all the DACA eligible, I have a feeling a bunch of them are not going to qualify for whatever program Trump is proposing. And I think the Democrats know that, which is why they don't want to do a deal. Because if they do a deal, this whole issue goes away. And a lot of these people are going to get booted out of the country anyway, aren't they?
Right. No, it could be. I mean, one thing I will say people have to be cognizant of, only a small percentage of people who commit crimes end up being convicted. I mean, you have something less than 20% of people who commit violent crimes are convicted. And and there's good reason, you know, as startling as these numbers are with crimes by illegal aliens or convictions, it actually is very likely an underestimate of their true share of crimes for several reasons. One is illegal aliens most frequently commit crimes against other illegal aliens.
John, on that note, I'm going to have to go to the break. We're up against the clock. Dr. John Lott with the Crime Prevention Research Center. You want good data on this subject to share with your liberal friends? That's where to find it, the Crime Prevention Research Center. Look them up. John, thank you very much. You're